The state of Wisconsin is spelling out who will tentatively be eligible next for the COVID-19 vaccine, perhaps around March 1st. Meanwhile, local officials say they're trying to iron out problems with vaccinating those who are currently eligible, especially those who are 65 and older. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says all of these groups will be eligible for the vaccine no later than March 1st, assuming there's enough vaccine. People working in education and child care, those enrolled in Medicaid long-term care programs, some essential workers who face the public, such as grocery and transit employees, some non-frontline healthcare personnel, and staff and residents in congregate living settings, such as homeless shelters and prisons. Health Services Deputy Secretary Julie Willems-Van Dyke says that'll be about 600,000 people, and even getting to that number was difficult.
We want everyone who wants a vaccine in Wisconsin to get a vaccine, and in the future that will be a reality. But with our current federal allocation, this is not a reality today. So we need to prioritize.
Currently, Wisconsin receives about 70,000 vaccine doses per week. But the state still has to vaccinate about 250,000 healthcare workers and has just started immunizing 700,000 people age 65 and older. It appears the most controversial groups eligible around March 1st will be prison and jail inmates. The state's largest business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, or WMC, says manufacturing workers should be eligible instead of prisoners. WMC spokesperson Nick Novak.
Manufacturers have been an essential part of Wisconsin's response to this virus since the spring, and they have produced critical medical supplies, personal protective equipment, and have really just kept our economy moving.
Novak says federal health experts have advised including manufacturing workers in the current vaccination lineup, or what's known as Phase 1B. But state health official Willems-Van Dyke says people who are incarcerated are at great risk of getting COVID-19.
I think the other thing that's really important to remember is that outbreaks in a prison have an effect on the community as well. When inmates become ill from this illness, they spread it to the people who work in the prison, and the people who work in the prison go out into the community.
The state plan also puts several hundred mink farm workers in the group eligible for the vaccine around March 1st. Division of Public Health Immunization Manager Stephanie Schauer says that's for biosecurity reasons.
Mink can be infected by the SARS-CoV-19 virus, and to make sure that we don't have a situation like we had in Denmark where a large number of mink had to be culled.
Health officials say in northern Wisconsin late last year, it appears workers infected mink at two farms, leading to the death of 5,000 of the small animals. Meanwhile, in the Milwaukee area, Mayor Tom Barrett says he's still working on getting people 65 and older the COVID-19 vaccine. The state approved that group last week, and healthcare providers like Fredert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Network have started immunizing people who have in-network doctors. But Barrett says that's adding to racial disparity.
We know people of color and economically disadvantaged people are less likely to have connections to major health systems. So as these systems start vaccinating their patients, the disparities will continue.
Barrett says he's pushing for local federally qualified healthcare centers to have a larger role in vaccinations because the centers are located in chronically underserved neighborhoods. The Milwaukee Health Department says next Monday, downtown, the Wisconsin Center will be open for vaccinating a limited number of city residents 65 and older. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.